that's part of the problem. Is, you know, they believe that. So now they're, I think they honestly believe in their own policy. That they said we've got to broaden this, and they persuaded you to allow them to let you understand. But that's how I got into it with the wild card. I don't know what that matters. So
Great.
That's really what they need. And then the lower level, the other echelon should be able to carry it out. But if you look at the schedule ahead, if you would agree that you then have, you should have a very restraining schedule in terms of doing it. In terms of volume,
yeah.
Like there's some other, some little thing every day, a couple of times. Like we wake up. Let me put it this way, though. In terms of the 10 total leaders, let's continue to see the leaders. I think we've got to do that. Even that, but where has been with them? We continue to do the leaders. Now, with the 10, if anything, I think we have perhaps really done them up and almost even to the maximum. I don't think there's any cracking or any changing in this particular while, a couple weeks. I don't know. I think maybe this relates in with your plan of shooting for every couple weeks. Are you
doing
right? Remember that the denying council will always be the OPEC. I decided that then. Any denying president, don't waste me on a domestic council. Call them in the council line. Probably going to have the OPEC for that. But nevertheless, I did meet with that. But the meetings I found with the smaller groups, Bob, do not serve any particular useful purpose. They meet with the counselors as they get to come in and talk, although I must say they've been, frankly, pretty much camp sessions. I haven't really contributed to the dialogue, particularly counselors. But I could attend a camp meeting. Maybe so. John feels he do, so I'm going to go forward on that. Can't see them, I think. It's good for their morale, their interest. And we should have another line of Camp David social media departments in around 30 today. Otherwise, I think that ultimately I would have the cabinet, the sub-cabinet, I think, see them. Right? That is, did you have for just a meeting or for dinner? Oh, we have to answer dinner. Might be having a meeting for the next. Yeah, you can have, but you don't have lines. You have lines here. Oh, you know, I have the lines.
No, I've been here.
You're going to have time, unless you
get outside.
Well, you better make some comment.
Yes, thank you, Captain.
Christ, that's it. That'll only take about 50 people. The catch line.
Well, maybe you could do it. I mean, you could come pretty damn close.
You could have the cabinet for the, what I was thinking would be to have the cabinet and the Royal House for the briefing and the sub-cabinet divided up for the dinner. You see what I mean? And put little tables around, outside, inside, moving around, you know, that sort of thing. Now they can put
it on. Then use the dinner, use the lounge,
because that goes in there too.
Exactly.
Use the lounge. Use the lounge and the room in there. Use the round tables, you know, like at that. Maybe we don't want to do that. I must say, we have people who should complain about that. But I think we're doing well on our schedule, and I think we've now got it down to a pretty good deal. Doing the leaders, we've now decided to do that every week, actually. Some fun and more, yeah. We know the Marines come about. They just stay with that for a while. You know, I think unless it's a bipartisan meeting, I have all. I really think for me to sit down on the board, no losers. Only the crisis against us. They go back and they'll say no like the rest. But they don't say a goddamn thing to me that they aren't going to say it although they need. Why do you have a whole point, sir? If you can't say anything to them that you would say, if you can't admit it, if you can't admit it, I'll see you later. Why not just let them all get out of the dinner? That they want to see the Asperger's or something, let them come in. That was the right thing. Right. I thought they had pretty good quiet guard. I let these leaders come in. And President still, his argument was being a little crowded, so I'm going to do it, and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, but you also have breakfast with the leaders.
And then there are those two personal ones in there, they've gone wrong. Mitchell, Clyde,